Ninth, January 22nd, 2018, Othello Regular City Council Meeting. And I call this meeting to order at 6:32. And if you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council with wisdom as we make our decisions.
Here's what I found out about the council.
And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and all the council members are present except for Angel Garza. He had some out-of-town matters to attend to, so I'd entertain a motion to excuse Angel Garza from our meeting tonight.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. 1.5 is citizen input. This is a segment of the city council meeting where members of the public have an opportunity to address the city council. You have up to 5 minutes, so I understand Bob and Ruth Sawyer are here to address the council. So if you would please step to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and we'll give you 5 minutes to address the council, Ruth.
My name is Ruth Sawyer. I live at 1210 East Hamlet Street here in Othello. And I just wanted to bring up that I've been dealing with the public library, who referred me then to City Hall, and I've been bounced around, and they've made some attempts to fix. The roof is leaking in multiple places. There's been a lot of ice. I just brought in my communication with Mr. Clementis, and I've been speaking to Public Works, and they did go and try and fix some of it, but as of last Friday, they're still leaking, and the soffit, I don't know if you can see these, but it looks like it's rotting, and there's water that drips down from there, and this was just as of last Friday after they've made multiple attempts to try and fix the roof. But it leaves a public hazard of ice on the sidewalk, which they are now spreading ice melt, but then having that soffit open also, it invites wasps to nest up inside of there, and so it's just becoming a larger problem as the years go on, and I'd like to see it taken care of.
Wade?
Yes, I know that Terry Clements has been working with the library staff on this. I know they did a lot of repairs on the roof a couple of weeks ago, I think. They hoped that it fixed it. When they checked it, it didn't. Has this new leak been brought to their attention also?
I emailed them and said that, you know, even because he had emailed me and said what they had done. And so then I said that I had been there after the fact, and I'm still seeing leaks, and that's the last communication. And then I was there this last Friday and then took those additional pictures. And
so this Friday,
I was advised to address the city council.
Okay. well, Terry's out sick today, so I have communicated with him. I'll ask him if he's addressed this leak yet. It just occurred last Friday. He may not have had a chance to do it. As far as the ice, I think he's taking care of that with some ice melt. Is that correct? There was confusion there. They were told at one point last year to stop spreading it because people were tracking it in, so they've resolved that issue this year, so they're taking care of it. The roof, Terry, when we talked about this, he wants to try and put in the budget for next year to get a new roof. It's a flat roof. And y'all from this area know flat roofs are the worst roofs in the world, especially this area, so they wants to have it resurfaced with something better than what's on there. So in the meantime, he's going to try and, you know, patch it as the leaks develop. The soffit, I was not aware of that. I'll bring that to his attention also.
Yeah, it's visible. I did take a picture of it.
He didn't praise me of that, so, okay.
It's dripping down, but for years, we've been getting wasps up in there and...
So what would fix that?
Carpenter will have to take the rotted boards out of there and...
Yeah, it'll have to be...
And then, you know, once you open something up, you're going to find probably a wealth of other problems.
I'll talk to Terry when he comes back. He was like, he was that sick this morning, so, or today. So I'll talk to him further about this.
Thank you.
Now, this is on the library?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The city owns the building, just appraise the council members.
Sure.
And so we're responsible for things like this. We don't replace light bulbs or those kind of things, but we do take care of things like this, so.
Sure.
Terry's been fighting this for...
Are we talking about possibly getting a roofing company to come and take a look at it, see what we have to, you know, how extensive the damage is and what we need to do?
I don't know about that. That may be the next step to do. Terry has gotten gotten estimates, but he's been in contact with some roofers as far as what it would take to redo the whole thing.
My name is Bob Sawyer, and I live on Hamlet Street. We've owned that home for 10 years now, almost exactly. And my property taxes have doubled in the 10 years that we've lived there. And I just feel that rather than always raising property taxes on the homeowners, that a city sales tax would be more appropriate, because we don't have any kids. I want to see the kids have a good schools, at the best schools possible. And I want to see the town continue to improve Main Street and different activities like that. But rather than putting it all on the homeowners, I think that the city, there should be a city sales tax to help share it with those that don't own homes. Okay. And have kids in the school district and participate in it.
Now you're talking about the school bond that's coming out for vote?
Yeah.
Okay. We all have the right to exercise our prerogative not to vote for it. I mean, we can vote no. And, you know, hopefully there's enough of us that do. But I'm in the same boat you are, and I've expressed my concerns, because if you look at your tax statement, you know, you're already paying $600 to $800 for schools for the state of Washington. And then on top of that, you're paying another $600 to $800 for local schools. And they're talking about on a home with a valuation of $200,000, adding another $200 a year for local schools with this bond. When there's a bond that's not even already paid off yet, that still has like 10 years left to be paid. If you read the propaganda they've sent you, they're making a case against themselves, as far as I'm concerned. And I've never had a kid go through the Othello School District. And I don't have any kids in the Othello School District. I don't have relatives that have kids in the school district. But your right to vote for it or against it is your right.
Well, the other thing is that I know that we've had some big expenses on school improvements and new school, but... and well issues that have been expensive. But I think we need to, as the city council, I think you need to start looking at ways to cut expenses. I wonder to myself, like, those two white towers are right behind my house, little ways. How much did it cost to put those red stripes on those towers? And was it really necessary? I mean, you know, we gotta start cutting corners somewhere. I was perfectly happy with the white towers. Do you know off the top of your head what it costs to put the red stripes on? One of them's done and one of them's still needs to be done.
You know, I think we were just doing it on the one big one and it wasn't done correctly, but I think it was somewhere around 35,000, wasn't it? 30,000.
And then it basically rolls into the maintenance program, so it won't cost us extra in the future. It was a one-time deal.
Okay. Thank you.
Ruth, do you think you could leave your phone number with the city here before you leave? So that way, as Wade...
Pictures. Have those pictures also?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Is your phone number here?
Okay, thank you both of Bob and Ruth. Is there any other citizen input to come before the council tonight? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to item two, the approval of our agenda. Entertain a motion to approve tonight's here.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item three is our consent agenda. Entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Move to our current business. Item 4.1 is the public hearing for the City of Othello USDA Rural Development Application. So I'll call this public hearing to order at 6:43 p.m. And Jesse from Varela & Associates has a presentation.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So the matter before council on this agenda item relates to financing for the Well 3 replacement. The urgency of Well 3 needing to move forward right away has caused the city to, I guess, need to move that forward. And at the same time, we've been making arrangements, I guess, to handle the cash flow side of that, because the water reserve and the water fund currently do not have enough funds to cash flow the whole redrilling process. So this application to USDA Rural Development is for a loan to be able to finance the cost of that process. And we've been working with RD on making sure that the city's process for moving forward with redrilling meets their requirements and can move forward. The current government shutdown actually has thrown a little bit of a wrench in the works, in that USDA is a federal program, and so they're currently furloughed until that federal logjam gets cleared.
I think I did today.
Yeah, and so that was what was said. So as long as it passes the House, then I think it'll be brief and not a big deal. But at any rate, just wanted to give council a big picture that basically cash flow wise, some outside financing was necessary. That's what this program is going to provide, so that then the water fund doesn't have to borrow internally from the sewer fund or from another utility fund. Basically, you can get outside financing for this project. And Anna is actually going to share some facts about the program with you, specifically what it can be used for and that sort of thing. But does council have any questions about why an application is necessary, you know, what's going to be spent on, those types of questions?
This R&D application, is that a stopgap funding measure? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean,
we are going to loan money.
It'll be sort of a long-term loan, and the city can certainly pay it off faster if they wish to, but it will be a loan, yeah.
Okay. Council?
What type of interest is it?
You know, it'll depend on some determinations that RD makes as they process the application, but probably 2.5%, which is low. It's probably better than the interest rates that I think Spencer could justify internally, because you have to borrow between the funds at market rates. Is that correct? Yeah. So it would be, since it is a federal program, you end up with better interest rates probably than the market rates.
Okay. So any other questions, Council? Okay. Thank you, Jesse. At this time, I'm going to open the public testimony for this public hearing, and that is in three parts: those who speak in support, those who are neutral to this proposal, and those who are in opposition to this proposal. Is there anyone in the public here tonight who would like to speak in support of this application for the well number 3 from rural development? Is there anyone who is neutral to the proposal that would like to speak? Is there anyone in opposition to the proposal who would like to speak? Okay. Hearing none, I'll close the public testimony at 6:48 p.m. Council, do you have any other further questions?
I think he was going to have somebody go over something.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah, I'm going to give you just an overview of what that program through RID cover, because it'll actually be a funding source that the city utilizes a lot of the projects in the future years.
So I was cutting you off, Anna.
No, not really. It all kind of flows a little bit. So. All right.
Sorry.
No,
go ahead.
It's fine. So we needed to do that part too. So I'll just give you a quick overview of the program, what the funds can be used for. So in order for the city to apply to the USDA RD grant loan program, the city must pass a resolution authorizing submission of an application. So that's what this is kind of about. We have to do this tonight. The program provides funding for a number of things. It's to develop primarily essential facilities in rural areas for communities with populations of no more than 10,000. What they consider essential facilities includes, but it's not limited to, drinking water sourcing, treatment, storage and distribution, sewer collection, transmission, treatment and disposal, solid waste collection, disposal and closure, stormwater collection, transmission and disposal, public facilities, community support services, and public safety services. So it's for a variety of things, but for this, it's primarily for Well 3. They do offer grants and loans. Some projects may not qualify for grant. The percentage of grant offered, it is determined after RD reviews the city's affordability for financing the project itself and compares the city's utility and rates to similar systems. So you don't really find out, like we're working on an application right now. Once you submit the application, they review it, do their underwriting, and come back with what they can offer and grant and loan. So the city is seeking $1.8 million in financing through RD to cover the estimated costs of the Well 3 replacement. And the city's water reserves currently cannot cover the estimated cost, which Jesse explained. If the project does come in under budget, the funding package will be adjusted. So we can change that. And I guess that's pretty much it. Do you guys have any questions, or it's kind of more of the same?
Okay. Council?
All right. Thank you.
When did we decide to go this direction? I know we were discussing it and talking about it, but when did we decide to go this direction solely? When did we wipe off the inner loan?
I'm not sure exactly when we did that. We looked at the cost of doing an interfund loan and when we have to pay back and the practicality of doing that.
Yeah.
And how much
it costs. We're paying ourselves back that way.
And I'm sorry?
We're ending up paying ourselves back.
We
also have to pay that back within 3 years. Paying back $1.8 million in 3 years.
At a higher interest.
So
you did not think that it was obtainable to do that?
This appeared to be the best option. Plus the R&D loan, you said 2.5%, just, I thought they were lower than that. I thought they were like...
And it depends on some of the determinations that RD makes through the application. Okay. So they'll be looking at your rates compared to other communities. So they do have rates lower than that. I guess it'll depend on how they process it. But to speak to some of your concerns, John, I think part of the logic that we were rolling through on that was that it does tie up financial resources for another utility, whether it's the sewer utility or another utility that's borrowed from. And I guess the city has kind of several things moving forward in parallel. And so I don't think it's that you couldn't. It was just that maybe the city didn't want to tie up those resources at this time. And as I said before, nothing prevents the city from paying this off faster than that loan term. But it does give you the flexibility to have those resources available from whichever other utility you might borrow from for those other projects that are going on.
Okay. Spencer, do you have anything you want to add?
If we were to go the interfund loan route, you're right, whatever, that we would have to, the maximum loan period would be 3 years. So we'd have interest rate maybe 2-3% on that. Our annual payment back that the water fund would have to make would be just over $600,000 a year. And I don't think the water fund could pay that. It could the first year, maybe half of the second year. But the water fund doesn't have the cash flows to pay for that. So this kind of loan would be a low interest loan, much lower than maybe a local bank or something. And we would be a lot of stretch over in our 20-year period.
Okay, which makes it the tank work that we had done that we paid out for before we came on to council the first 4 years. That's pretty much done now, right?
The tank
rehabilitation project that we had ongoing that was coming out of the water fund that was close to $500,000 a year?
About a quarter of a million.
Quarter of a million? Okay. When does that end? It was a seven-year project, right?
Yeah, it says that it's about $265,000 a year for the first maybe 4 years. It doesn't only go away after that. It goes down to about half of that. And that's here pretty soon, within the next year.
Yeah, so that means more funds for the
available.
Will stay in the water fund.
That's right, not $600,000.
Okay. So well, I'm on the Water Sewer Committee, and I don't know if you heard it, but I didn't get this information that this was the direction that we were going, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Well, we had discussed several different directions, and I don't think we just didn't hear the finalized version.
Okay, because we did have the committee meeting Tuesday before last. And I did at least discuss the RD thing, and I guess apparently it wasn't clear that the city was moving forward with the application, but it is...
You gave us a lot of information to review.
There is a lot of information at those meetings, no doubt about that. You guys end up with a pile of paper in front of you, and so I totally get that.
So, that being said, with the increased revenue coming out of the tank rehabilitation, we have the potential to pay down this loan faster.
Yeah. When that loan amount
make a decision at a later date to. So what are we gonna start off with for payments on this? How much?
Well,
if by chance we get it, we don't know we're gonna get it. But if by chance we get it, what are we looking for as a monthly cost for payback?
An initial payment would be if it were a 10-year loan. Would be $180,000 a year. Chances are it'd be closer to 1 year, so it'd be half.
Actually, RD financing is actually at 40-year, so the payment will be a lot lower than that. But you can accelerate those payments.
Plus, also we have the opportunity to get a grant with that also when we apply it.
So
is what she just said, correct?
So the there's potential at this point with this project. I think the odds of RD awarding grant on it are very low. The potential for grant is actually more on other projects. We already have stuff lined up with CDBG for the reservoir project this spring, and the state appropriations are bringing in what are essentially grant dollars on those projects. But in order to qualify it for RD, the city would have to do kind of like a larger scale project, you know, sort of like the $5 to $10 million projects before you're going to see them bringing in this particular program, bringing in grant dollars.
We talked just a few minutes ago about interfund loan. I did want to mention that receiving this loan is maybe May, June, a little bit later in the year.
It And I guess it depends. It depends on factors. You know, RD is faster than some, and the part of the reason that I guess we were heading in this direction, John, is that RD is also the most flexible on how the city spends it. A lot of funding programs, they won't allow you to break ground before they have their funding fully awarded, funding contracts in place, all of that sort of thing. RD is one of the few where they can come in after a project's actually already started, which is, in this case, you know, the city's urgency of needing to move forward was a big factor. Okay. So that flexibility was part of it.
Well, so I just want to bring up one point. So to bridge the gap between now and actually physically receiving that money, we may need an interfund loan for just a few month period to bridge that gap. As soon as the loan comes in,
it just gets paid out.
And we would only do that interfund loan if we know that we are receiving the money, so we know it is actually for sure coming.
So one other element that actually is one of the subsequent agenda items here, the city's plan to move forward with a non-pot system is another one of those parallel projects that's going to have sort of a cash flow drain on the city. So there's distribution system, there's pump stations, there's those items that need to get up and running. So that's part of where we were talking about, you know, the flexibility of being able to have cash for these parallel projects that was important in that. So that does that seem like a logical track we're on there, John?
Okay. Yeah.
So to summarize, we're re-drilling well 3 because of the money that we've put into that well and the potential for future problems, and we're looking now to drill a straight well, a straight hole. And hopefully get all of that done before the summer. And so this, what we're talking about tonight is mainly just how are we going to finance it, how are we going to arrange the financing. I recognize the street committee was briefed on a number of options. I think Spencer, our finance officer, will concur that this probably is our best direction to go currently based on the information we have. So I just want to ask council one more time, is there any other questions you have of Jesse, Anna, or Spencer about this project or this resolution? Okay, hearing none, I want to thank you. And we'll move to item 4.2, the resolution authorizing submittal of the USDA application. I did close the public testimony, so now I'll close the public hearing at 7 p.m. and move to item 4.2, resolution authorizing submittal of USDA R&D application for well number 3.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution 2018, whatever the number is going to be, authorizing submission of the USDA RD application.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 4.3, Burrell and Associates contract amendment for the non-potable water utility setup planning and preliminary engineering.
So as I just briefly mentioned there, the city is in the process of pursuing setup of a new utility, which would be non-potable water utility. And the overall big picture goal of this is to reduce the outdoor use of potable water supply. And the source for this non-potable utility would be it depends on which phase of implementation, but the initial phase here is going to be off the EL68 canal, and the first portion of that implementation is going to be in the south on the Sagestone development. And the matter before council for action today is to authorize engineering for assisting with establishment of the non-pot utility, including policies, design standards, preliminary engineering for distribution system layout, and then also for the first pump station there that's going to need to go in. Can I answer any questions from council concerning the non-pot utility, and then also specifically on the engineering agreement that's before council?
Okay, so in order to qualify for any grant funding or whatever for this particular type of non-potable water source, we need to have it engineered out, right? We need to have something to show them what we're planning to do, correct?
So a non-pot.
So this is more or less an investment in creating the non-potable water source.
Yeah, but the non-pot utility actually turned out to be one of the more challenging ones to find alternate funding sources for. So when you have a straight drinking water utility or a straight wastewater utility, there's a lot of state programs relating specifically to those two, because one's potable water, health related, and then the other's sort of clean water, clean environment related. But there are very few, well, if any, funding programs specifically oriented towards helping municipalities set up non-pot systems. So that was part of the reason, some of the cash resources within the water fund were sort of being, set aside, and we were seeking outside financing for the Well 3 replacement, was so that the city would be able to internally cash flow some of these non-pot improvements, because it really does fit within the water fund in that this decreases the burden of new development on potable water resources. So implementing a non, anyway, all, sorry, John, to get back to your question, it was, there really aren't very many funding, grant okay. funding sources for this. So okay. That's the short answer, I guess.
So this engineering that we're doing is for the future non-potable water on the south end of town.
Correct.
For the new developments going, and on the north end of town for the new development that's going there. Is it going to cover both, or is it just going to cover one?
I don't think it actually covers the north. I got to.
So this doesn't cover up by 14th.
Correct. There would be a separate.
Sagestone or whatever they call it. What the
sandstone.
Sandstone. Yeah.
Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're right. It won't do the actual engineering, but what we'll do is help to set up the utility. So that piece will already be set up, which is a pretty big deal. I don't know if both Jesse and Kelly have been working this. It's not, as Jesse said, this is not as easy as we thought it was going to be. So that part will be done. We'll have to engineer that, because it's a whole different follow-up.
So we're creating the standards by which
yes.
the system has to be created.
Exactly. Okay. Am I saying that right, guys? That,
yes. So yeah,
it will cover any development yes. that
that's
comes into play
yeah.
that uses non-potable water.
That's the goal. Yeah.
All right.
Because it looks like it's setting up policy modifications within the OMC, rate structure alternatives, things like that. So specifically for the utility, not for the engineering of the system.
Well, the agreement has a couple of parts there. One yeah. of them is specifically for that, the design standards, the policies, mm-hmm. how you're going to operate the utility. And then there is a separate portion in there for some engineering on the south part. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
For the southern portion. Yes. And we'll have to do some engineering on the northern portion.
Yes.
Okay.
So there'll be a cost for that down the road.
Yes.
When that development gets started.
But the utility will already be set up, and we won't have to worry about that.
Right. Well, so that would be kind of like strictly design and implementation, as opposed to sort of utility setup.
This, all right.
There's elements of both in this amendment to our contract. So that maybe that's a little bit of the confusion, is that it's both in this one. The future one would be just facilities.
Okay.
And Jesse may have said this, but what this also does for us, it helps us. When we go for grants for other systems that we're doing, because it shows that the city's taken positive steps and spent our own money to take these steps to conserve water. So then when we go for these other water conservation grants, we can count this as, hey, the city of our volition did that.
Yeah, and I'm totally, I was the one that pushed this to get a non-potable water source. We live right in the middle of the basin in the irrigation system, and why this town wasn't built from the first place to have that available to it. Some areas do, some forward-thinking developments have it, but I mean, to take groundwater from 1,200 feet deep, treat it, you know, so that it's potable, and then put it on your lawn is ridiculous. You know, especially when you don't have it. So any type of investment in this is worthwhile for this city.
I agree.
So I'm ready to make a motion if there's nothing else.
Anybody else? Okay, go ahead.
So I'll make a motion to approve the Varela contract amendment number 2018-001 to set up the MOM potable water.
It should be not, but that's a typo, sorry.
Yeah. System utility and complete the initial design of what is referenced as a South Basin distribution system and preliminary design of the necessary pump station needed to serve the South Basin.
Second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to item 4.4, Varela and Associates Contract Amendment for Local Road Safety Plan Consultant Agreement. Jesse?
So there is a grant program through WashDOT that the city could potentially go after some grant funding. But one of the prerequisite requirements for this grant program is that the city have a local road safety plan. And this program is relatively new, and these local road safety programs are also not super rigidly defined at this point, but it looks like an opportunity where the city might be able to get in on a lesser known grant program and get some projects funded initially here. So we discussed this with the Water Sewer Street Committee, and I think the conclusion of the meeting was that the city wanted to pursue it. And so we put the scope together for a local road safety plan, and it's a little over $8,000 to get that plan together. And it'll identify safety elements and projects that the city could then use as the basis for application to this grant program. And the hope would be, I guess, to sort of couple this funding with other sources of transportation funding to get a lot of work done for the city of Othello. Are there any questions from council, I guess, in terms of what that would involve?
Is it all grant or is it matching grant?
So it, I think with any of these programs, the projects that tend to compete the best don't rely totally on or exclusively on the specific grant program. So if you have a $4 million project, you don't necessarily go to them for $4 million, you go to them for two or three or one. So I think there'll be some decisions to be made. We'll probably end up discussing them in committee first and then putting them before council. But I guess I don't know the answer to that offhand, Mark, on whether or not they'll allow you to go for 100%. But I think the city's best strategy probably wouldn't be 100% in any case in terms of likelihood of getting funding.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, is this one we discussed, and this is a fairly new program. It's just come down. It was available to the counties, and it's just become available to cities. So there's very, very few of examples of these programs within the city. So it's been kind of a...
It's a little nebulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But I think that's also, that might be sort of opportunity in disguise, you know?
Yeah, that was one of the things we discussed in committee, is that being one of the first ones to get out there and have a program and being able to get the funding, mm-hmm. is probably, will have a better chance, because not a lot of places have got the programs in place already.
Okay, so you're asking for roughly $8,400 to put this together. What's it going to take to maintain it annually?
That's a good question. So like the program, I believe, is biennial, so it would be every 2 years that you would have an opportunity to apply for it.
So this $8,400 will carry us for 2 years?
Basically. I mean, and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it also says that you're... WashDOT grant cycle requires us to have this study in place by April. Can you guys get it done by then?
We can.
Okay. All right, counsel?
I'll make a motion to approve the enclosed agreement.
Okay, have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Jesse. And now we'll move to item 4.5, which is the addendum number 10 for Adams County Development Council. And we have with us tonight Julie Flick, the, I want to call her the executive director all the time, but she is the...
Business Development and Marketing Coordinator.
Thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
I was here, I don't know, maybe it's been a month now, where we come into our annual report for Adams County Development Council. And I'm coming back because part of that is the per capita agreement that we do with all municipalities. Well, this year, your fabulous clerk caught a clerical error. So maybe you should have a conversation about rewarding her later. But I really appreciate her catching the error, because in our original agreement, and then we didn't update it in the addendum, the per capita rate. So in the original agreement, it's 50 cents per capita. We've been invoicing you at 55 cents per capita for the last couple of years. So we have now updated the addendum, and thanks to Becky for helping to review that for me and make sure it met your standards as well. So I believe that's in front of you, because it's up here. Just wanted you to be aware of that we did have a clerical error. We fixed it. We added the compensation and method of payment piece to the addendum. And so just coming back to ask for approval on addendum. You've already paid the amount of the per capita, so I thank you. You did that in December. So it's just approving the addendum at this point. Any questions? Does that make sense?
Council? Entertain a motion to approve this agreement and authorize the mayor to sign.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Julie.
And two quick things.
Yes.
Because every time I can come back in front of you, I always like to add what's new. I don't know if you guys have seen the new Adams County magazine. So I'm going to, if you just want to pass it around. Angel's in there, and he's not even here tonight to see. He's right in the middle of the magazine. So we use these every year when we watch the trade shows and in the community. Mainly it's helped to recruit new businesses into the community. I also want to do a quick thank you for the City of Othello. Your mayor, Sean, is going to join us at our Recon trade show that's down in Las Vegas coming up in May, where there's a number of meetings that get set up at that trade show, and then I help to work the trade show booth in partnership with Grant County. So I think there's a lot of good movement in the last year, and I'm excited to see where we go from here around that too. And then also save the date. Our legislative reception is coming up February 20th, which is a Tuesday. It'll be 6 p.m. in Olympia. So if you have a chance to put that on your calendar, we're going to get invites out this week so you have more information. We really encourage you to come. It's a great time to get in front of your legislators. All elected officials, businesses are welcome to attend. And it's a really semi-formal in terms of formal because you're with legislators, but it's really informal conversations that you get to have that you normally do not get that face-to-face time. So really encourage anybody that can come to come to the reception as well. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Item 5 is unfinished business. Any unfinished business to come before the council tonight? Yes, sir.
I had one thing. When we had somebody from the public come and ask about this snow removal, and I think Terry was going to get back to us, and that was a month or so ago.
That was Simmons. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we ever come up with what we're going to do?
I think Terry was working on it. We also put a post on Facebook what the current rules are. But I'm sorry, I didn't get the material on that.
Going to see if whether they shed it to the middle or keep shoving it back on the sidewalk.
Well, I think at least for those few blocks.
We talked about moving it
to the middle.
Well, no, we talked about moving it off that section of street to the vacant lot or something to get it, you know, get it out of there, because their sidewalks, the frontage of their business is right on the sidewalk. And if you... That's where their parking is, and
walking across that was very dangerous.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if he came up. You know, he talked about he'd have to solve it, because if you put it up to the middle all of the way, that wet there would be icy and, you know.
Right, let me get with Terry tomorrow, or when he comes back from being sick, and see what, he did come up with a plan, I believe. Sorry, I just can't recall exactly what it was.
Okay.
Get some front end loaders down there and backhoes and just put it in a vacant lot.
Any other unfinished business tonight, council?
I have a question. The overhead wire committee, I'd like to know how that's moving along. And there's a reason behind that.
Yeah, nothing just yet, okay? We've, I was on leave, vacation last week, and we've tried to set something up, but we'll get there.
Well, this summer, I came and talked to you about Milton Cable coming in and put in almost 4,000 feet overhead wire without a permit. You had gotten a hold of them and talked to them about it. Well, this past week, they're up to it again. They ran another couple thousand feet of wire. They ran from the tower up there on Main Street, down the alleys, back down another alley, down 7th Street and down Elm Street without a permit until they got caught. And they didn't get caught until they were finished. These overhead wires are turning into a real free-for-all, and we need to get it stopped.
Which company was that?
Spectrum came in and contracted out from Northland Cable.
From which one?
Northland. They came in, and I called Terry about it because they had the alleys blocked off. They were stopping traffic down 7th. So I called Terry, and he went down. And they finally came in and got a permit, but they were done. They were basically done. So it's just turning into free-for-all. And we need to do something to get it stopped.
I'll just tell you, when this came up, how long it was ago, I went up the chain to Northland Cable, and I got a promise from one of their higher persons they wouldn't do that again. So I'll go up that chain again.
Well, we created the committee. We said we were going to have some sort of committee meeting with regard to it, and we hadn't done it yet. Becky and I talked about it, and she was trying to find the time of availability for that.
We could probably get that set up next week.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. That committee needs to meet. Yeah. There's some decisions the city council is going to need to make with regard to that. So is there any other unfinished business tonight? Is there any new business to come before the council tonight? Okay. I have some new business. As you're aware, this council and the mayor and help with a number of consultants, our engineering group with Varela, have been working diligently on a water plan, and the very first water plan the city of Othello has ever done. And we, in the last 2 years with John and Gina, have been going over with me to Olympia. We've met with legislators, we've met with the governor's office, staff people, and a number of others, telling them about our water plan and our desire to establish a steady water supply for not only the existing population, but also for growth for the industry and for the growth of this community. And based upon our comprehensive plan, we project by 2030 that we'll be over 15,000 people. So we knew we couldn't stay in the same place that we were, and we needed to look at that plan. And as a result of looking at that plan, we discovered that, you know, being 100% dependent upon groundwater and having groundwater tables lowering and our discharge rate was greater than the recharge rate, we had to diversify. And so through that process, I'm pleased to announce tonight that with the very stellar help from our legislative delegation, State Senator Mark Schessler, State Representative Mary Dye, and State Representative Joe Schmick, they were able to help us push that capital budget and spending through, and the city of Othello received $2.55 million. It's the first capital budget appropriation the city of Othello has ever received. at least in any memory. And we also received an additional $500,000 for the Office for Storage and Recovery, continued study and implementation of that project. So I'm just really thrilled, really thankful to our legislators for all the work that they did. I'm also very thankful for the work that our lobbyists did to help us push that through as well. But Mark and Mary and Joe were instrumental in helping the city. It does take time, it does take effort, and going over to Olympia is a good 3.5-4 hour drive through a lot of traffic and weather. But those trips after probably the last 3 or 4 years has proven to be worth it. And so they've heard our story, and they are supportive, very supportive of the city of Mofello and our water plan, and also the state agencies, Department of Health, Department of Ecology. So we have a lot of momentum on our side, and I'm very appreciative of all of our consultants, with, of course, Burrell and Associates, and Aspect Engineering, our water consultant. So I just wanted to make that announcement. It's just really good news for our city, and I guess that's why I'm so happy about it, because I see what it's going to do long term to this community. So that 2.55 is part of the money that we need to drill our well number 10, and we're going to put in a water tower and transmission lines. So that approximately, I think, I don't remember, Jesse, but that's somewhere around $5 million, $5.5 million. So this $2.5 million really goes a long way to help us paying for that project. And at the same time, I think Jesse mentioned this earlier in the public hearing, is that part of the reason we're not getting that money, borrowing it from the sewer fund, is because we have parallel projects going, and we're going to be moving those forward to get a water wastewater reuse facility. We're in the process of working with industry, with the Department of Ecology, Department of Health, and also the governor's office, in order to receive additional funding for that type of facilities, which are extremely expensive. And like I've said over and over, we have more ideas than money. So when you don't have the money to fund all of your ideas, you have to go to your legislature and to the federal government. And I just want to congratulate the council, because you guys have stood firm and been very solidly behind this strategy and this plan. And we have appropriated a lot of money, of our own money, to move forward in this. And I think this shows you, with this capital budget appropriation, that your efforts and your decisions to go that route has proven very wise. So with that, I want to thank everyone for all of your effort and your support. And we will move to item 7 on our council, where we will receive the department head reports and planning commission minutes. And I want to adjourn tonight. Having no further business, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:26 p.m.